I did it. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input for language learners learning English. If you can follow these discussions and these stories, you will absorb the English language. It's inevitable. We use comprehensible input. In today's story, the words I started out with were spoken by Kathy. Kathy is the mom, and she was speaking to her son Craig. When she said, "I did it," Craig said, "That's great, Mom. What did you do?" Kathy said, "You remember we were talking about the fact that you wanted to talk to Dr. Ferguson." Craig said, "Oh, yes, yes." She said, "Well, I got through to him today, and he's willing to spend a few minutes talking to you about what it's like to go to medical school." Craig said, "When?" Kathy said, "Friday afternoon after office hours." He said his last patient was at 4 and that he should be able to talk to you between 4 and 5. Craig said, "That's great. I can't wait." When Friday rolled around, Kathy drove Craig to Dr. Ferguson's office. She just dropped him off and he went in by himself. This made him feel very grown up because all times he has been taken to the doctor's office in the past, he was accompanied by a parent, usually his mom. This time he went in all by himself. He went to the desk and the medical assistant said, "You must be Craig." He answered, "Yes." She said, "Come with me. I'll take you to Dr. Ferguson's office. He'll be with you in a couple of minutes. He's just wrapping up." In a moment, Craig found himself seated in Dr. Ferguson's office. He looked around, and it was nothing like he expected. He expected diplomas, white coats, maybe a microscope, lots of books. He expected all those things based on what he had seen on television and online. What he saw was a very simple desk with almost nothing on it. There were no books. There were no diplomas or certificates on the wall. There were several framed pictures that looked great. But as he looked at his surroundings in this office, he didn't think he was in a doctor's office. It took a few minutes, so he found himself twiddling his thumbs with nothing to do. He didn't have a cell phone, so he couldn't use that to entertain himself. He just looked around and waited. When Dr. Ferguson came in, he greeted Craig by name and shook his hand. He greeted him like another grown-up. He asked Craig to have a seat. And then he went to his desk and his chair, but he didn't just sit down. What he did was roll the chair around the end of the desk so that it was more near to Craig's chair, and then he sat on it. So they were very close. When he sat down, he paused, and without saying anything, he reached down to the right side of the chair and pulled a lever. This resulted in the chair lowering so that he and Craig were more at eye level. He then said, "That's better." Dr. Ferguson said, "So, Craig, your mother tells me that you're interested in thinking about what you might want to do when you grow up, and you're real curious about some of the options." Craig nodded. Dr. Ferguson continued, "According to your mom, you grilled her on what it's like to go to law school." Now, this expression, grilling someone, is a casual expression for asking a lot of questions. If you carefully question someone or cross-examine them, perhaps aggressively, you could call that a grilling. So to grill someone is a fairly aggressive move. And so in this setting, Dr. Ferguson was using the term grilled in an ironic way. He knew that Craig didn't question his mother harshly. He was just interested in what it's like to go to law school. Both of them understood the ironic and humorous use of the word grilled when he referred to asking his mother questions. Dr. Ferguson said, "I understand that you have questions about what it's like to become a doctor, what it's like to go to medical school." Craig again nodded in the affirmative. Dr. Ferguson paused and said, "Where do I start?" He continued, "Well, first of all, as you know, it's too early for you to worry too much about where you wind up in terms of school, college, medical school, law school, etc., because at age 12, those milestones are years in advance. That said, I really respect your curiosity and the fact that you're asking questions at this stage. I think that's really healthy. In a lot of ways, you remind me of myself. I was really curious when I was 11 or 12. Continuing, "Well, first of all, you need to be a good person. You need to be a good student. So the things to work on early on are things like study habits, honesty, character, kindness, and your ability to relate to other people. These are all things needed if you want to be a doctor. The school system will provide you the tools to learn things and progress to apply for college. Now, there are some programs where people apply for medical school in a 6-year program when they are in high school. These 6-year programs have not really caught on in a big way, but they do exist. And in the typical 6-year program in the United States, the student goes for 2 years taking college courses and then switches over to the medical school curriculum. They just don't complete a bachelor's degree. They go straight to the MD degree. He said, "You know, I'm not really a big fan of these 6-year programs because really during this time of life when someone's in their 20s, not only are they learning a lot in school and trying to get into their profession, but their brain is also maturing. Their frontal lobe is maturing. And I don't think it's really necessary to try to turn out doctors who are still very young and inexperienced. So I prefer a 4-year degree followed by medical school. I think we get a lot for the maturity that comes with that approach. It's probably not an accident that that's the path most people take in the United States." At this point, Craig asked, "What do you major in college?" Dr. Ferguson answered very clearly. He said, "Well, there is no pre-med major. You major in something else. You could major in microbiology like I did, or you could major in biology, chemistry, physics. The tendency is to major in a math or science type major. Some people do major in psychology. Our medical school class had a few English majors, a philosophy major, and at least one history major. But most of the students in my class had a bachelor's degree in a math or science." Craig nodded and said, "Well, once you get into medical school, what's that like?" Dr. Ferguson smiled and said, "Well, It's pretty similar around the whole country. Usually it's a four-year program. The first 2 years are mostly in the classroom and laboratory, and then the last 2 years are mostly on clinical rotations, where you're in doctor's offices, in hospitals, in the emergency room, or in surgery. He said, you know, the first 2 years are very familiar because we just finished a bachelor's degree in our field, and these classes seem very similar, but they're very concentrated. There's a lot of material. There's a lot to learn. He smiled and said, sometimes I thought I was drinking from a fire hose. Craig winced. Dr. Ferguson concluded that statement by nodding and saying, it's pretty intense, but the clinical years are very different. He said, starting at the end of the second year, we start putting on a white coat and going into the office, into an emergency room, into surgery, into the hospital. On these rotations, we are closely matched to more senior people, interns, residents, and the attendings. Each of these people has a role to play to teach us about clinical medicine. These clinical rotations are very different than the classroom because it's all about stories. When you talk to a patient and listen to the symptoms, that's called taking a history. Well, the word history and the word story are basically the same word. They have the same Latin root. And so a lot of medicine has a lot to do with paying attention to the story, understanding the story. And in medicine, we call that taking a history. When we take a history from a patient, we can direct them with questions to make sure we get an accurate picture and not just a list of the things that they are afraid of. There is an art to taking a history. You don't want to steer the patient off in some crazy direction, but if they start telling you something, you might want to tease out some of the details so that you get a clearer picture. Dr. Ferguson then went on to explain that the rest of the story you have to fill in with physical examination and then the appropriate studies. Medicine is not all about testing. It's not all about the patient's symptoms. And it's not all about what you can see on physical exam. It's all of that worked together and analyzed. It's a detective story. Each situation is a little bit of a detective story. Craig said, wow, I had no idea. So it's like that every day? And Dr. Ferguson said, yes, it's just like that every day. Craig asked, well, what should I do if I really, really want to be a doctor? And Dr. Ferguson smiled and said, well, then you should build a doctor out of yourself. You're starting with a 12-year-old. So one of the things you have to do is continue growing up and be a healthy young man. Stay physically fit. Stay curious. The school system is well suited to giving you the basics. Apply to a good four-year college or university and get a degree. Find a field of study in college that really strikes your interest, something that really captures your imagination. We have to remember that not everybody who applies to medical school gets in. And now it gets a little funny because you want to be totally committed to being a doctor, but you also want to be able to respond and build a good life if you don't get in. For me, I always had a plan B, but I didn't make it very prominent in my thinking. Plan A was the plan. if it was me, I would major in a science or math, because that's mostly what medical school applicants do. You could get into medical school with a degree in political science, but that's not very common. Usually people apply to college during the early part of their senior year, perhaps a little earlier in high school. Usually people apply to medical school in their junior year, but you can get advice on that from the pre-med advisor. He then said, oh, I should mention the pre-med advisor. Universities almost always have a pre-med advisor. This is someone to whom you can go and ask questions like this. They're frequently PhDs, not physicians. They have a lot of experience helping people navigate their way into medical school. They usually write a letter of recommendation for the applicant. So they're important for your career. When you get to university, you will have an opportunity to meet the pre-med advisor and talk about the process. You will have an appointment and be able to sit down. He or she will go over your grades and make recommendations. At this point, Craig was quite satisfied with the answers. The things that he was thinking about concerning medical school had all been addressed. Dr. Ferguson sensed that their discussion was winding down, so he asked, anything else? Craig said, I don't think so. This has been great. He said, thank you for talking to me. I know it's going to be years, but the other kids in my class are talking about these things right now. So I wanted to give it some thought. Dr. Ferguson summarized. He said, you know, your choice of what to do in terms of a profession or a career may change several times while you're a student. Don't worry about that. It's not important. He said, the same thing happened to me. For a while, I wanted to be an engineer. And then later, I was absolutely certain that I wanted to be an oceanographer. This was because I did some snorkeling and saw some very interesting things underwater. I considered that maybe I should find a job where I could make a lot of money, but that was short-lived. That didn't seem to be very important. Over the years, my wishes tended to keep coming back to medicine, and by the time I was a senior in high school, I was certain I wanted to be a doctor. But don't worry if your opinions about this change from time to time. That's okay. That's normal. At that point, Dr. Ferguson stood and glanced down at his phone. The screen had gone blank, so he tapped it, and it displayed the time. It was 4:58. Perfect. At this point, the two of them walked out to the reception area and to the door of the office. Outside, there was Kathy, ready to pick up Craig and take him home. Dr. Ferguson addressed Kathy and said, this young man gave me quite the interrogation. This he said, of course, with a smile. Kathy responded, he tends to do that. And then she said, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Dr. Ferguson said, anytime. And then waved. Kathy and Craig got in the car and drove off. As Dr. Ferguson re-entered the office to close things up and go home, he wondered to himself where this would go. Had he just spoken with a future distinguished physician or surgeon? He wondered where this would go. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.